Hello there. Let's listen to a story about a door in a roof. The news of Jesus healing great numbers of sick people spread far and wide. Now Jesus had returned to Capernaum. Word of it had just reached a man who was sick with the palsy, so some good friends offered to carry him to where Jesus was meeting. So they carried him all the way on a stretcher. When they reached the place, the meeting had already started. Crowds of people were standing outside. What could they do? Then someone had an idea. Why not go up on the roof and then make a door in the roof? All four of his friends would lower him down to the room where Jesus was. It was a job getting him up there. Then they had to take away the tile and make an opening. Then they lowered him down into the room. What a wonderful reception Jesus gave them when he saw their faith.
Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are all forgiven.
Some of the church leaders thought to themselves, he can't do that. This man is talking like he has the power of God to forgive sins. And they were upset. Jesus knew their thoughts and said,
why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, your sins be forgiven you, or to say, get up and walk? Now, so that you know that I, the Son of Man, have power to forgive sins, man, arise, pick up your bed and walk.
Glory to God.
I can walk. I can walk. Praise Jehovah.
And when the crowd saw the man pick up his bed and walk home, they marveled and glorified God which had given such power. Let me tell you about another door, the door of your heart. When you open the door of your heart to Jesus, he will come in. Jesus said, look, I have been standing at the door and I am constantly knocking. If anyone hears me calling him and opens the door, I will come in and fellowship with him and he with me. All you need do is invite Jesus into your heart and ask him, and he will forgive you for all the wrong things you have done. He will make you into a new person. He will give you everlasting life and he will be with you always.
If you want Jesus, pray with me. Dear Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Forgive all those wrong things I've done. Thank you for a new, clean heart and everlasting life. Amen.